My name is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Chief Men Center. Do you have a couple minutes to help us out?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. There's a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Well, I'm for abortions, so I don't know what that means, but I think I'm for it because I want the women to have abortions.
Okay. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot. On the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Well, I don't know. I think I know oppose it because you get all kinds of people running for office.
Okay.
let's have those that are qualified.
Okay, thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Well, let's see. What are they? Are they opposing it, or what are they going to do with the taxes? That was confusing.
They just want to know if you are for or against eliminating that 4.5% tax.
Oh, I'm for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. 4.45%. That I'm for it. Yeah. Because they'll just add the taxes onto property and vehicles and something else. You know, if they get it.
No, it's just for food and alcohol, beverages, and human consumption. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create school voucher system, which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their children's education to pay to send them to a private school or a charter school? Do you support or oppose?
I'm opposed to that. It'll be hard for public schools to continue, so I oppose that.
Thank you. Now, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Number one, will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Number two, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Number three, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Number four, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or number five, support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
And number four, I hate Trump. He's a crook.
Thank you. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
No, I'm confident.
Very or somewhat?
Well, I'm very confident that it supports it, yeah.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Oh, of course I do, yeah.
Okay,
it was a hoax. It was a hoax that Trump, oh, I don't know. Don't get me off on that. He's a crook.
No, thank you so much. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Number one, local election officials in your county. Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not at all trust?
A fair amount.
Fair amount, okay. What about election officials in Republican states? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
Okay.
There are too many Republicans that are crooks.
Thank you. What about state election officials in South Dakota? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
I have a great deal of trust in them, yeah.
Okay. What about in the election officials in Democratic states? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
Not much.
Not much, okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There's no current threat to American democracy.
Well, say again. I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Yeah.
Okay. Once again, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? Number one, American democracy is under attack. Number two, American democracy is being tested. Number three, there is no current threat to American democracy.
Number two.
Number two, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. Violence is never an answer.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
I'm 67 years old.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, and with all due respect, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Something else is good. Something else is.
I'm glad to
That's good. How about a vegetable?
Thank you. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have a good one.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.